Welcome to Soulfully Diffused, where we talk a little bit about life and love, mind, body, soul, and oils. This is Amy.
And buongiorno, it's Ashley.
Oh, we're speaking
Italiano. Yeah. I just feel like I feel a bit boring when I say the same thing over and over.
Well, I say the same thing over and over.
You know what it is?
I feel like we need some tunes.
We should get some tunes. I also think, though, that because we batch record, sorry guys, the secret's out.
Welcome to reality.
Because we say it like two or three times, right, when we're together, I just feel like, yeah, I know, it's still Ashley.
Still Ashley.
We're still talking about life and love, body, mind, soul, and oils. Okay, anyway, welcome.
Welcome.
It's episode lucky number 13.
Is it?
Ooh, that's fun.
1 and 3. Those are my numbers.
Ooh, oh yeah, that's right. They're not mine, but I'll celebrate it for you. The fun thing with 13 is we're gonna call this maybe like green quickies.
I love how we never have. You always talk about, we don't know what we're gonna call this every episode. We don't know what we're gonna call this, but
then when I sit down to upload them to our platform, I'm like, oh, that's a great title.
Maybe you don't even need to mention it.
But I want people to know we're winging it.
We're
winging it. If our message is like casual confidence,
that is it.
Then heads up, guys. This will be a quickie on green cleaning.
Quickie.
We thought we'd talk about, we like to try to like keep it personal oils. And so it's an oils episode.
Yes.
But because it's the month of May, if we've done our
math correctly,
day checking, yeah, then it's spring cleaning.
Woohoo!
I always thought this was ridiculous. I think in my 20s, I thought spring cleaning was stupid.
Well, in my 20s, I thought cleaning was stupid.
Yeah, so any notion that I would get more amped up about it in the spring just seemed absurd to me. But now I can appreciate it very much.
Yes.
I want to crank those windows.
Yeah.
I want to, like, wipe shit down. I want to clear stuff out.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing that I've really noticed, though. I want to do that fast because the minute the warm weather starts, I don't want to do this.
Right. Yeah. You definitely want to be efficient in your spring cleaning.
Yeah. And you also want to be healthy.
Right.
Good lead-in. So, why do we green clean? Why?
Well, I think we're kind of both on the same page as one another. As when we had our boys, this kind of just falls in line with when we both started using essential oils, right? And just kind of being more aware of all of the products that we were using in our home.
Mm-hmm.
Self-care products, whatever, plus all of the things that we're using to clean our home. And that is a huge thing that we don't necessarily, well, we do, but like
society
don't really question very much, right?
No, because it's advertised very well.
Oh, very well.
Yeah. Yes. And I've fallen victim to that too. I'm like, oh my gosh, that could clean my grout, but it has a skull in it and it's poisonous.
Right.
I should still try it.
We've talked about this, how we kind of have grown up.
Yes.
Just, that's just the way things are done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing we talk about is that smell.
Yeah.
Right? That clean smell. Which really is not a clean smell. It's
no.
A toxic smell.
Yeah. Yeah, which you don't really realize until you step away.
Right.
I think the cool thing with this is that the people who get on board with green cleaning the quickest and the easiest are people who have, like, generational experience with having, you know, like, oh, my grandma used baking soda and vinegar and all these things. And so using the oils to complement that is just kind of like a natural thing for them. Whereas, like I grew up with lots of stuff off of lots of shelves and that was what you did.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You bought all the crap. And it's even still like it's a work in progress to switch over all those things.
Yeah,
because you have so much of it.
Oh, yeah. That's how you start. But what I have found is you have so much of it. Once you start to make this transition into more green and natural cleaning products, you actually have far less crap.
Yeah.
And stuff, because you can do a number of jobs. What are you doing? You can't see your hand gestures. I think you're trying to cheat the system.
I totally am. I'm not in competition with anyone this week, so it's fine. Nobody's going to judge me. My watch is telling me I need to stand up, and I can't because we're recording, so I'm shaking my wrist to try to grab the hour. Goodness,
and I got very distracted.
Sorry. I was, like, trying not to be weird, but it is weird.
I don't even know what I was talking about.
We have less stuff.
Yes, we have less stuff. That was my point.
End point.
And
I still haven't gotten it either. Oh, I did it. Okay, I can stop now.
All right.
Whew, okay. Now I'm sweating.
One of the things that both of us have mentioned kind of recently within our, like, oil group is looking at the ingredients of the things that you're using.
Mm-hmm.
And really starting to kind of understand and grasp, like, what is in those things that you're using to clean your hands or to clean the surfaces that you eat off of or to clean your dishes. Like,
it's gross.
Right.
And scary.
And super scary.
Yes.
Like,
but I get it, right? It's, again, it's the easy route because it's stocking store shelves.
Right. But it's easy until you realize how easy it is to do it in another way.
Yes. And that ease will cost you.
Right.
Because of the crap you're breathing in or rubbing on your skin or...
Yeah. Like, what's the price what's the price you're willing to pay on a monetary level as well, too, right? Mm-hmm. Because really, like, we've calculated for a number of products that we use in our homes and the amount of money that we save switching from a product that we buy off of the shelf to a product that we make ourselves. And I don't make all of my products, and neither do you.
No, I'm not that DIY.
But even the products that I don't make myself, like, I have now become more aware and I'm picking and choosing more wisely what I'm using.
Yes.
So the ones that are super simple and easy to make, those are the ones that I make. Some of them are a little bit more complicated, or I've tried different recipes and I haven't found anything that I've loved. So I'm okay with buying that. But I'm saving so much money with the things that I am buying that if I have to pay a little bit more to get a really good product, dish soap, for example.
Yes, we just switched to because I had so much back stock.
Yeah.
I had originally switched to, like, I would stop buying anything that was, like, colorful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a good first step. And now I've moved. I think we use the same one as you do. The
unscented company.
Yes. Yeah. Which is great. But that's the thing, too, is that it's not necessarily, because, like, you can go and find, like, I'm making quotes here, natural cleaning products at the grocery store as well, but it goes back to what Amy said, which is, like, pay attention to your ingredients.
Yeah.
And if you aren't someone who wants to educate yourself on this, grab the Think Dirty app.
Yes.
And input the product that you're looking at. So it's called Think Dirty. You can put any, like, personal care cleaning product in there, and it'll give you a score in terms of, like, how dirty, in term, like, how toxic filled this product is. So if you're someone that's like, I don't want to find out what, you know, this oxide thing is and all that stuff, that's fine. Let the app do the work for you.
Yeah.
And then decide how much of a priority this is for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a great way to do it because, yes, you may say you don't have the time for it or whatever. And in reality, like, when I run out of hand soap, it takes me 30 seconds to make a new one. So it literally has nothing to do with time.
Yeah.
It's
priority.
Priority. Mm-hmm. So if that's not a priority, but you would like to kind of start paying a little bit more attention, that app is so useful.
Yes, absolutely.
It basically just breaks down the ingredients that are in that product and on a scale of 1 to 10, how toxic is that product?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to start aiming for products that are lower on that scale, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that idea. Giving yourself, like, I will not use anything over whatever, 2.
Yeah.
I mean, also, my general rule is, like, if it has a skull face on it, I'm going to be very leery.
Right.
Because of my child and my dog, but also my husband and I, like, now that I'm in this, like, you know, heading towards midlife.
Yeah.
I want to live.
Yeah, right. And newsflash, like, things don't have to have a skull on them
no.
to clean.
No. Like, no, not at all. Look at, I always think about this when we haven't had a chance to say this out loud at a cleaning class yet, but I think about how, look at nature. Nature's not dirty. Like, plants aren't right. dirty.
Right.
They're not, like, covered in gross stuff. Like, they keep, leaves keep very clean.
Yeah, they do.
It's just incredible when you think about, like, the regenerative properties.
Well, we've talked about this at classes before, like, the air inside of our homes is actually more polluted than the air outside of our homes because of all the crap yes. that we have inside of our homes
yes.
that we spray or that we use to freshen our air or whatever, like make our house smell better when really we're just making it more toxic.
Yeah. So bring the outside in and, yes. and doing it proactively, right? Like not doing it in response to, it's nice to feel like, oh, I'm empowered and I can now take control over what is coming in and out of my house and what right. we're breathing here.
Right. And one of the things we always talk about, even just in regards to oils, but also in terms of this whole kind of aspect of it, is trying not to be overwhelmed and thinking you have to do it all at once, right? Ashley just mentioned, like, she just switched over her dish soap. So start somewhere. Pick one thing. And as you run out of the products that you're using, you can then start to find a new product or a new way to replace that product that is lower on the scale of toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel like you have to do it all at once. Neither one of us have done it all at once.
No.
We've just gradually, as we run out of things that we already had in our home, just find something better to replace it with.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Let's talk about our faves.
Okay. So, well, I mentioned the hand soap. That, for sure, is a huge, 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 huge thing. I know, like, before I started making my own hand soap, I used the stinky stuff from the you-know-what store that everybody has, where it's, like, smells like
tropical island fruit.
Right.
Yeah.
You all know what we're talking about. Look, if you actually took the time to look up some of the ingredients in those hand soaps, you would die.
Yes. Again, for me, it goes back to, like, why is it that color?
Right.
Why do I need to wash my hands with a dye?
Right.
There's just, like, and even if, like, what they're putting in it negates the dye, then what are they putting in it to erase the dye? Like, right. I just want to wash my hands with soap.
Yeah.
Like, so that's been, like, right. the easiest one for sure in our house, and I know a lot of other people in our community have found that one of the easiest things to yes. include. So you can literally buy unscented Castile soap at, like, a health food store, at the grocery store even.
Yeah.
It's in the natural section sometimes.
Amazon.
Yeah. We use Dr. Bronner's, yeah. but I'm sure there's other brands.
Yeah, I just get the Dr. Bronner's, the baby one, because yeah. it's unscented.
Yeah, and you can use it to wash your child.
Yeah.
So you just take a quarter of a tablespoon? No,
two tablespoons.
I'm thinking of my measuring thing and I have to flip it multiple times.
Oh, two tablespoons of soap.
Two tablespoons of soap. And then you can use coconut oil if you like it to be a little bit more, like, moisturizing.
I find mine's fine. Like, I don't... Yeah. I used to use the coconut oil, but I like it without it.
Yes, I do too. So you can add that. It would be a fractionated coconut oil. Also, don't just throw a lump of coconut right. oil in there.
You want the liquid form.
Yes. And then I usually do about 20 drops yeah. of the oil.
Yeah.
Some of my favorites for hand soap are obviously On Guard from doTERRA yes. because of the protective properties.
Yeah.
I also love lemongrass.
I was gonna say, you got me on the lemongrass.
It's love so good. I mean, for people who are using your washroom, I find it, guests like it more than anything. But, like, you know, when you're at someone's house and, like, maybe you want to make the washroom smell good when you leave, it's like an instant smell yes. boost because lemongrass yeah. is so lovely. And yeah. it has cleansing properties.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can use lemon, orange.
Yeah.
Lavender's nice. Oh, peppermint's fine.
Lavender and rosemary. combo.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Right now in our upstairs bathroom, we have the Petagrain, which is really good. Yeah, I'm liking
that a lot. Like, I haven't tried it in a soap.
Yeah, it's quite good. I like that smell a lot. I'll try that one. So, yeah, I mean, you can use any of the oils for whatever your purpose. Like, if, you know, in my son's bathroom, I tend to use lavender because then we're also, like, filling the air with some soothing, calming oil smell, which is helpful. But yeah, those are some of my favorites for hand soap. The other thing that is like my go-to for making is an all-purpose cleaner spray.
Yes.
So I will drink a booch in service of this. but you can just get like a glass bottle, and this is where I was thinking of the quarter, a quarter cup of vinegar.
Oh yes.
A quarter cup of vinegar. And then I add a squirt. I have no measurement. A squirt of the On Guard cleaner concentrate.
Yep. You can do it without the concentrate, but I like to do mine with the concentrate too.
So good. Yeah. And then what else am I missing? Oh, and then just your oils. I usually do about 30 with the bottle that I have.
Yeah, I do too.
So what do you like to put in your multi-purpose?
I like to do On Guard with some cassia added in there.
Yes. Because cassia has antifungal properties.
And I just love cassia. Yeah. So that's my favorite.
Yeah, that one's really good.
I have not strayed from that in a while.
Interesting. I forget. I think I did like wild orange. I did something.
Oh, that would be good.
Excuse me. I did something different the other day. Maybe eucalyptus.
Be nice.
I like doing that one for the bathroom, so I'll make a separate one for the bathroom.
Yeah, we have a separate bathroom cleaner as well. It's this, no, I make it a little bit stronger, I think. More concentrate.
And I add tea tree.
Yes, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's another one. And then we do the glass cleaner as well. So it's glass, and if you have stainless steel appliances, it's great for those. And it's the same thing, vinegar, but you're going to use distilled water just to make sure that there's no residue left from the water. Especially for us where we have hard water, there's going to be more like mineralization. And then I just use lemon, but you could really use any citrus. Like you could do it with lime, you could do it with lemongrass, bergamot, like you could do any citrus. But I usually just stick to lemon.
I haven't made a glass cleaner.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh.
Because I typically, well, first I'm lazy, but the second thing is that if I'm going to like wipe down the, like my stainless steel and stuff like that, I will just put a drop or two of lemon on, like on a cloth or whatever.
That. Yeah. You can just use any of the citrus oils just like directly. Or you can make the cleaner as well.
I've also, like, washed my walls. Like, I'll just get a bucket of warm water and put a couple drops of lemon every few minutes and, like, wipe down the walls with it, which is really great. I feel like there's one other thing that I make that I can't think of right now.
Those are my main go-tos. I do some other...
We made those, like, toilet pods. Those are awesome.
I love the toilet pods.
It's, like, baking soda, citric acid, and then the Purify...
Yes. Just message us if you want that recipe. But
it's so good. I need to make more of those.
Yeah, you just drop them in the toilet and let them fizz and then scrub, scrub, scrub.
Yeah. Yeah, since I ran out, I've just been using my all-purpose, like, bathroom spray.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah, exactly. I've been making dishwasher tabs.
Oh, good for you. See, that's another one where, like, when you buy them in a bulk store, you've got like 650,
right.
So it takes a while.
Yeah, we had to get through the ones that we had.
Oh, so you've been making those.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And they seem to be working really well, so.
Well, as long as the dishes are clean, you're good to go.
Exactly.
I think that's pretty much like my main things.
Yeah. Those are, of course, there's other things that we made and tried, just like even like having a room spray
or like a carpet, like refresher.
Oh, we did a great one, and it was literally just baking soda, and then I did lavender, because we had pulled up our rug in our living room. But I feel like the dog.
Yeah, the dog did something.
Did
to
something
it.
To it.
As is usually
so
the case.
So we pulled it up to like clean it off right away, and then realized that it smelled like dog so bad, and they're like, oh my gosh, our house must stink every time people come inside, because it just was like so much more apparent. So when I made this a carpet deodorizer. I just sprinkled it on one night before we went to bed. I left it, vacuumed it up in the morning, got down on my hands and knees with my nose to the carpet to see if the smell was gone, and it was completely gone.
That was the test.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nose to the ground.
Yep, literally. So
there you another, go.
And just stuff I had on hand, right? I didn't have to go buy carpet shampoo. I didn't have to get nasty pet spray. Like, literally just grabbed baking soda and my lavender oil, put it in a little shaker bottle.
Done.
Good to go.
Yeah. I think, and that's just, there's the message, right, guys? Like, if you just have on hand white vinegar, baking soda, and your oils.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, maybe the odd, like, the Castile soap also.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's really nothing else. Nothing complicated about it. No. It's all within your reach and at your fingertips to really make an impact.
It just seems more complicated because we're so used to going to the store and just being able to pull something off of the shelf. But really, in reality, throwing something together at home with things you always have there is so much less complicated than even having to get in your car and drive to the store.
Yeah, it's funny. I ran out of multi-purpose spray like Saturday night, like after dinner. And I was like thinking to myself, in the olden days.
In the olden days.
Back in the day, I'd be like, oh man, tomorrow when we're at the grocery store, like I need to go grab whatever. And so I'll just like wipe it up or whatever. But it was like, it literally, while my husband's like picking a Netflix show, I can whip up a new bottle of cleaner and we're good to go.
Yeah.
And I don't have to spend another like $6 on a spray at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Boom.
There you go.
The message shows up. Anyways, we hope that maybe you're having like a fantabulous time green cleaning and this sparked something in you to look at what you're using.
Yeah. And as always, if you want more information about how to get some of the oils in your home, just reach out to us and we are more than happy to guide you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd love to. We'd love to help you get squeaky clean.
Yes, we would. There you go. There's your title.
There you go. All right. Don't forget, guys, if you haven't already, to head over and hit the subscribe button so that you can be updated every time we have a new episode out. If you haven't already, or maybe just do it again. I don't know how many times they let you do it, but rate and review so we can see what people are thinking. We want some feedback.
Yeah.
Just a little feedback. F-E-E-D-B-A-C. No, didn't work.
Darn.
You know what song I was going for, right, though?
We want a picture, not a belly picture.
Oh, that's a good one.
Haven't heard that in a while.
No, it just, you know, things just come in my head. Okay. I think that about does it.
I think that does
it. I don't need to sing any more baseball songs.
No.
All right. Thanks so much for listening, guys. And don't forget to take a little time to connect to your clean soul.
Bye, guys.
See you later.